Good afternoon, I'm Desiree Moses. You've got it tuned to listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I'm hanging out in our Charlottesville studio. So thrilled to be joined by Chatham Rabbits. Thank you guys for being here.
Thanks for having us.
We're happy to be here.
The new album is Be Real With Me. You're playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight at 8 o'clock. We're going to get to talking about the new album, but we'd love it if you kick it off with a song for us first.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to do that. We're going to play one off the new record that I know y'all have been spinning here. This is a song called Collateral Damage, and it is about wanting to have a career and be successful with that, but also wanting to have a family and just the complications that come with that, from maternal health care to maternity leave, child care, all the things. So this is Collateral Damage.
One, two, three.
Chatham Rabbits live on WNRN. Collateral Damage off the new album Be Real With Me. They're playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight at 8 o'clock. Sarah Kate Morgan opening up. Thank y'all for sharing that song with us. We've been enjoying spinning that. So let's talk about this new record. It's your fourth album overall. In the past, you've relied more on the bluegrass folk tradition of sharing, you know, stories, things that have been passed down generation to generation within that genre or tradition. For this record, the first time really that you drew on your own lives and your own experiences. What about this time made you all decide, hey, it's time to look a little bit inward?
I think the fact that we just have been doing this for 7 years now, and I think it just took a lot of like life experience and boots on the ground to get us to this point where we just, it's not that we're not interested in singing about other people or the story songs like you're mentioning, Desiree, but like there's just a lot of interest in wanting to dig into what's going on in our own life.
Yeah, we've been working on this record for 2 years, and I think it just took a little bit of imposter syndrome sort of going away for us to feel confident enough to do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, along with this new subject matter, a little bit of a new sort of sonic realm for you all too, adding in synthesizers and drum machines. Did that mirror the subject matter?
So I think instead of really trying to craft the songs in a way that would fit into a certain genre, we really looked at each song individually and kind of just thought about, like, what does the song need to be, like, what we want it to be the best song? And so every time we went into the studio with the song in its most raw form, and we just kind of built it, like, brick by brick, as opposed to what we've done in the past, which is recorded a lot live, where, you know, you're in a room with a ton of musicians, you're all playing the song take after take after take, and you kind of capture a moment in time. And sort of are, for better or for worse, stuck with that moment. And this one, we got to kind of build it brick by brick, which was really fun. Some of that, we felt like it needed those things, like the synthesizers or the drum machines. And instead of just taking things, you know, straight digital, we also sampled a lot of organic sounds and then manipulated them into what became, you know, what you would think about as the synthesizer or the drum machine. Like Sarah's vocal, we sampled and turned it into some of those synthesizer pads. There's a flute on there that you would never know was a flute, for example, like things like that. And that was a really fun process.
Was there ever anything that you did where you thought, okay, this is a little too far, let's pull it back
yes,
a little bit?
Absolutely.
There was this particular electric guitar sound that I heard it and I was like, guys, that sounds like the chicken dance. It's like, and I was like, yeah, we've got to take that off of there. Like, there were just things that
Sarah was the gatekeeper for the.
Yeah, I was like, we got to rein this in, which is, if I'm saying to rein it in, then it must be cuckoo, because I like Taylor Swift. I mean, I am a Swiftie so hard, and I was like pushing this album in a poppier direction than more poppy than Austin was probably comfortable with at times. But we threw a lot of paint at the wall to see like how it would work, what the colors of the record would be. And we're just so happy with how it turned out. I'm obviously biased, but I listened to this thing and like the CD in my car. I love it so much.
We love it here too at WNRN. I think maybe you need to release a B-sides
yes,
of all of the things that didn't make
yeah,
it. Chicken dance. I don't know. I'm into it.
It could work.
Chatham Rabbits live on WNRN, playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight at 8:00. We'd love it if you play another song for us.
Yeah.
So this is the opening track of the record. It was the first one that we wrote for the new record, and it's called Facing 29. It's about entering sort of the second chapter of youth, where it's not necessarily pure youth, where you're like, I don't know what's going to come next. I don't care. I'm just living fully in the moment, and kind of reshifting yourself to just say, like, all right, I have a direction in my life, and I'm trying to build something with somebody. And it's just a little bit different perspective. And feels like a long time ago we wrote it now, because we're both, well, you're about to be 32.
Yeah. And the song is called Facing 29. Yeah. So there you go.
And you caught my eye like the tops of the Rocky Mountain peaks. Last time I flew out to Utah with my buddies to ski. Seven years gone by, facing 29, the last year of our youth. Oh, how we have grown, but we're not alone. Grabbing 30 by the strap of his boots. And we are a force like winds on the Oklahoma plains. Together we can face most any old thing. stand tall like the New York City skyline. And try to knock us down to a proper size. 7 years gone by, facing 29. The last year of our youth. Oh, how we have grown, but we're not alone. Grabbing 30 by the strap of his boots.
It's live on WNRN. Facing 29, the new record is Be Real With Me. They're playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight at 8 o'clock. Sarah Kate Morgan opening up. Sarah, you mentioned you all have been full-time musicians for about 7 years now. Mm-hmm. So you both decided to quit your job. Sarah, you were a teacher. Austin, you were a financial analyst. Mm-hmm. I'm curious how those careers prepared you for a life as a full-time musician.
Oh my gosh, that's a great...
I'm still a financial planner, just with a lot less money.
Yeah, it's a little different these days. But both careers prior to this really helped us so much. I mean, I think, first of all, teachers hustle all the time. When they're not at school, they're still working. You're working year-round, even if you get the quote-unquote get the summers off. And so that really helped me realize that, like, this is a around-the-clock job if you want to be successful at it and keep it sustainable. And the other thing about teaching is that when you are in front of a classroom, you are performing. You're trying to engage an audience of, you know, sometimes they're five-year-olds or whatever, but you're trying to engage and teach and inspire, and that's what we're doing on stage. And then for Austin, I mean, there's been so many pieces from the financial aspect of this that have come into play as we've made this our living.
It's hard to make a living playing music, and I think that a lot of, not to stereotype or anything, but I do think, like, the financial piece of running a business that's in the arts is often lost. And it's been really fun because I am so thankful I'm not doing that anymore. But I also love that I can, you know, help and talk to other musicians that are trying to navigate it and be very transparent with them about things like, you know, that are not fun to talk about. And if you're an artist, you don't want to talk about money.
We've learned so much. Like, you cannot pay your rent on exposure or Instagram likes. Like, you, if you want to do this, you have to, like, make it work.
There's no formula even for something as simple as, like, what to charge to play music, right? Like, what even, it's hard to put a appropriate price on, like, entertainment, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's really difficult. So I try to be an open book with that. With
Austin is like a therapist for all of our musician friends, and people will just meet like another band at a festival and they'll start talking to Austin, and then, you know, we hear from them a couple months later and Austin's like giving
them, hey, I did get that home equity line.
Yeah, like, what does this mean now?
So you all have full plates in addition to being full-time musicians. I would love to know more about Sarah. You also manage your family's farm.
Yeah.
Is that correct? What can you tell us about that?
Oh my gosh. So in 2022, my paternal grandfather passed away and left the family land that has been in my family since 1753. And it has not changed hands since that point. And so we were really concerned about him dying, it getting split up, what was going to happen to it. So we ended up buying it. And now we work, we have a partnership with another, a local couple where we live. Their company is called Bravo Steaks, and they keep Angus cattle at our farm. And then I grew up with a ton of animals, and Austin is very patient.
We have like 13 animals, and we're never home.
Yeah, I have horses and a Ugandan 40-pound pet turkey, and like it is, that's my happy place. It's a zoo, but it's been really, really fun as we've been bringing the farm back to life and clearing it up. We've been able to host a lot of events out there. We have really active Patreon community, and we invite our patrons out a couple times a year to do family campouts. There's a kids summer camp, concerts, potlucks. It's just really fun to share it.
Very cool. And I guess we should mention, because we haven't yet, from North Carolina.
Yes.
You know, such a deep-rooted music scene. I'm also curious, who were you all's influences growing up, or when did you first come to music? What was the first thing you remember hearing?
First thing I remember hearing, which, and I'm not just saying this because of the North Carolina connection, but Doc Watson was a really big, like, my parents were always spinning Doc Watson records in the house. But my biggest influence is Brandi Carlile. Hands down, she is my everything.
And Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that too.
I got introduced to music through classic rock. My Uncle David really kind of shared that with me. That was the first time I was like, wow, this is really cool and really fun, you know. And then from there, I would say like a big pivotal time period in my life was like the very first resurgence of all this Americana music that we're still a part of, where it was like, you know, Gregory Allen Isaacov, honestly,
the Lumineers, Mumford and Sons, like that era.
Yeah,
Avett Brothers.
Early Avett Brothers.
Yeah. Some so of like those, we're like, thinking like 2008, yeah. We would have been like 14.
People that were writing really good songs and playing them really simply and almost recording them in a way that felt really raw. That just always spoke to me. So I gravitated towards that. And then I was trying to write my own songs, and I'm embarrassed by listening back to some of them from that time period, but that's part of the process.
Sarah and Austin, Chatham Rabbits live on WNRN, playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight at 8:00. Please take us out with one more.
Okay, right. Let's do it. All right, we're going to do another song from the new record. This is a song I wrote about my mom's dad, so my maternal grandfather. He lost his battle with addiction when he was very young, and I was very young, and I did not get a chance to know him and have a really full relationship with him. But I've learned so much about him just from asking questions and hearing stories about his life. And so this is just kind of my ode to recognizing that people are beautiful and broken, and we're way more than just the worst thing we've ever been or said or done. And I just kind of use the only memory I have of my grandfather, which is him teaching me how to peel an orange. I use that as kind of the launching point for the tune. So this is One Little Orange.
All I remember of you is a day when I was only 3 or 4, I would say, when you peeled us an orange, together we ate, and every piece you fed to me straight. Well, it sounds like you traveled just for the contraband. Well, I'm a scientist, sir. These are seeds in my film can. And customs weren't a custom at all. Let me, man, the story's so tall. And I just had to trust whatever. Thank you. funniest folks who are the ones best at hiding. And it sounds like you had a lot of good friends. Then why did you die alone in the end? And I just have to trust whatever I've been told. Mom had to clean out your Cadillac with my brother's first Christmas card just tossed in the back. And at supper that night, she let herself feel, cried and never even saw a picture. Sated by knowing that what I recall from that one little memory of that day in the fall, we sat and ate that fruit together, that one little orange has to feed me forever. Yeah, that one little orange has to feed me forever.
Chatham Rabbits live on WNRN. That was beautiful. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
The new album is Be Real With Me. They're playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight. Sarah and Austin, thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. And can I say one quick thing about the show tonight?
Of course.
All right. The show tonight at the Southern is partially seated and all ages. We would love to see you out there.
Thanks to my WNRN colleagues, Michael and Matt and Bridget on video, Ben and Jeff on sound, to our WNRN members and underwriters whose support makes sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. Thanks for listening.